As the book of Bereishit comes to its conclusion, Yaakov is lying on his deathbed. He gathers his children together, and he tells them he's going to tell them about the future, what's going to happen at the end of days. We're not clear if he means the end of days, the Messianic age, or if he's speaking about what's going to happen in the future, the more immediate future. Often people refer to this parsha or this section as the blessings of Yaakov. And indeed, he does bless some of his children, but not all of them. But what's interesting is the values which are expressed by these blessings. Yaakov on his deathbed doesn't do what many people perhaps obsess with, what's going to be with their possessions when they die, how they can divide up their estate, who's going to get this and who's going to get that. Rather, what Yaakov dictates is what we call an ethical will. He speaks of values. He doesn't bless all of his children. The first one, Reuven, does not get a blessing. Rather, the mistakes that he's made are mentioned. Shimon and Levi as well, the mistakes that they've made are mentioned. Yehuda, we could have imagined, would have been chastised as well, emerges as somebody with an incredible, incredible blessing. And he's anointed. We're told the kings will come from Yehuda. As we follow through the sons, different things are mentioned. And again, it's important that Yaakov speaks about ethics, and he speaks about values, and he speaks about mistakes, and he doesn't whitewash, but rather he speaks what he believes we need to hear. When it comes to Yosef, he blesses him as well. If we look through carefully, I believe that the two sons that get the most significant blessings are Yehuda on the one hand and Yosef on the other hand. These were the two leaders. These are the ones who clashed. These are the ones who perhaps for so much of that last third of Bereishit could not get along. Somehow they're going to need to find a way to get along. Later in history as well, there's going to be a role reversal where a lot of the tribes are going to follow Yosef, and Yehuda's going to be left on his own, and that doesn't work either. The leadership of Yehuda and the leadership of Yosef, they need to join together. The Haftorah of last week spoke about two trees or two branches that need to be merged together. We speak of the end of days, about a Messiah coming, a Mashiach, being from the family of Yehuda, but the Talmud also speaks of a Messiah coming from Yosef. The two need to work together. When it comes down to it, Bereishit is going to end with the need of the entire Jewish people to be unified, to be one. We can't start the next book unless we're unified. We can't go into exile unless we know that we are one people. If we're not one people, we can't survive in exile. It's only the believing that we are in fact one which will allow us to survive. These two leaders of Yehuda and Yosef, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, David of course coming from Yehuda, will work together. The Vilna Gaon saw the role of Mashiach ben Yosef as being incredibly important. He's the one who's going to lay the groundwork. He's the one who his father will be like Yosef, taking care of so many details, taking care of the physical things, like Yehoshua, Joshua. Moshe's student will lead them into the land of Israel, take care of all the physical things, being this great leader, but then someone from the family of Yehuda, David, and his son, Shlomo, will build the Beit HaMikdash. So too, the Vilna Gaon understood that a follower of Yosef and those who have the spark of Yosef in their hearts will come to Jerusalem and they will build up Jerusalem. But they'll be followed by that last step by a descendant of David, a descendant of Yehuda, who will come and infuse all of the physical with something which is spiritual. And that will lead us to that final chapter. It's possible that Yaakov on his deathbed, he saw this, and he singles out these two sons, and he wants to tell us what's going to happen at the end of days. But maybe Yaakov also saw how long it would be, how much pain we would go through, and if we would have known then that it would take so long to get this point now, perhaps we would have given up long ago. But we hope and we pray that we've come back to the land, and the building of the land, as the Vilna Gaon pointed out, is the role of the Mashiach ben Yosef. And now we're waiting for that final stage. We're waiting for that leadership from Yehuda, that leadership from David, that son of David, to come and to infuse that final act of spirituality in all of the physical things that have been built here. And that will take us to that final stage that Yaakov sees at the final stage of Bereishis.